Okay, so we're holding over here in the Sikha, we're holding Siv Zayin. We'll say the Nekud of Siv Zayin by heart, and we'll go on to learn Siv Ches. Until now, we explained the Teichan Inyan of Kimitzin Seisi Seda, Mitzin Seisi Seda, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The way there are two Inyanim in Limla Teda, and it's two Inyanim in Avedis Hashem. From the Avedis Hashem, from the Bittel of the Inyan of Tzin, Verted Inyan of Teda, which had the Bittel of Yerushalayim, Verted Inyan of Dvar Hashem Zu Alacha. Right? The ma'aseh is that this is a sikha that Rebbe said before our kafis. Say sechaster by night, say sechaster by day. So the Rebbe was over here, batim in the fabring, and explaining the psukim of Atar Adesas. He brings over here in Siv Zayin that this pasuk of Besin sechaster Dvar Hashem Rishalayim is the last pasuk of Atar Adesas that we say in the psukim before our kafis. But the ma'aseh is that the beginning of the pasuk, the reisha of the pasuk that we mentioned before, that v'holcho amram v'amruchu v'nai lel harashem el beis lekei yank v'reim d'rachem lechaber chesav, that he doesn't bring before our kafis. Okay? That's fine. But if he doesn't bring the reisha of the pasuk, he should say just the seifa, mitzin seis seira, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What's the key? What's the nesin nistam? So we found that he's also ma'atik from the pasuk, the key of the nesin nistam was menzogin, that in the context of the pasukim before Atar Reisa, ki mitzin seis seira, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, is a nesin nistam key on the pasuk that we say before in the pasukim of Atar Reisa, which is, that we say before the pasuk, machus ha-machus kaladam, b'shatak v'chol de'vedir. Which means as follows. That means that behem shech to what we learned in the first half of the sikha. The teichin akim si 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 seira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So this inyan is in its time on two nekudas. In the pasuk of in Yishaya, in the context of Yishaya, it's in its time on the chiddush of the asul aved of v'holcho amim rabim, and they're going to go up to base of the keyanki v'yireinim drachem lechav erchesav. That's one nekuda that is in its kim si 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 seira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim is in its time on. And number two, it's also in the same time, in the context of the Pesukim of Atar Reisa, on the Inyan of Machus HaMachus Kalidam Meshatach B'chol Dei V'Deir. And we bow that one Inyan, Kibitzis Yisrael, Hashem Yerushalayim is in the same time, on both. Sayan Yireinim B'drachav, and Sayan Yireinim B'machuscha, was Mezorgin, that Yireinim B'drachav B'machuscha, are two Nekudas that have a Shaychus one to another. Okay, so over here, let's start Siv Ches. Here we go into the second half of the Fesicha, which is Gufa Mechulik Betim, also in two halves. Now, the Nekud of the next few Seifim, Siv Ches, Siv Ches, Siv Yud, the Rebbe is going to explain how these two ideas, of Mitzin Seis Yisera, the Rav Hashem Yerushalayim, each one with its unique Maila, plays itself out and culminates Eifanim in Drachim in Avedis Hashem. Sayin Ayid's Avedis Hashem, Bnei Lebin Kenei, Sayin Dwe Ayid is Payal in the Velt, Sayin Dwe Ayid is Payal on the Goyim Esvivei, and Sayin, when this Inyan was in Nizgala, Sayin based in Migdash Edition, Sayin based in Migdash Hashani. So, in other words, so this it's a hemshech. The hemshech that we learned before the Inyan of Mitzvah Seisei Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So, agam in the context of the Seifim until now, it was more madgish the maila of Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim over Mitzvah Seisei Seira. But like we learned the hemshech of Inyan, that there's a maila besem in both. There's a maila Sayin the Inyan of Mitzvah and Sayin the Inyan of Yerushalayim. And these two Inyanim are two kavim of Eidus Hashem, and the two kavim in the next three Seifim is going to play out in Kam and Afkaminis. And the Nekud of the Sikha, the main point that the Rebbe is bringing out over here is, and that's going to be in the Sifim, Yural, Fid, Bezid, Gimel, that the Tachlis is going to be also love with the Chibur of these two Kavim together. But the way, let's focus on the first Indian where the Rebbe is going to build on what we learned before, how these two Kavim play out in Kam and Afkaminis. Let's learn. Sif Ches. The Parashas is Mashma, Aditzvei, L'shein, is Machus, Machus, Kalilamim. And then, Mashat, Chabachod, David, and Halton, Zich, the Zelber, Teich, and Ibn Khad, Nord, Salib, Had Gosh, the Chizuk, Bashili, Losh, and Leif, Yamlitza. Abrapia now see bases move on a little pirish from their pasuk. A direct being pasuk can see in game and Mishalayim and the eich sfebas under in yonim. The taking clawly of the pasuk is the Abish's dominance and the Abish's malucha on yonim yoilam. And therefore his malchus is kalilam and therefore because Mishal chaz b'chadeva there. But once the taking pnimi, when you go into the prati in yonim, it's not just tam. Iberchazirung of the Zalbazach, there's a different taking in the reisha of the pasuk and a different taking in the seifa of the pasuk. Let's see. Dr. Azay. The runt shayt vish melucha im mshala. Melucha vet angenum im beratzen, mit de loshen machus im beratzen kibel khulu. Mshala is an even von shluta was vet a ruf gezwungen ba karche. He's very makatzer over here, but the techen al inyan is sehr verstandig. That's a verstandige inyan. We say megia melach. Let's first see the nekuda ashavi between these two themes, and then we'll see the chalukim. The nekuda ashavi between these two things is that we speak about melucha im mshala, the vart is the melucha and the dominance of someone more powerful, someone stronger, over a kfutza of people that are lower than him, right? Now, the shayla is azay. When we speak about that one person is controlling and ruling over others, what's the abana baza? So we have Chizus Muzba Barichas, we have a gather of Malucha and we have a gather of Mamshala. Now, in various Maimarim, mainly the Maimarim of Rosh Hashanah, we're more madgish the Maila of the Indian of Malucha. Okay. Over here in this Sikha, we're also madgish that there's a major Maila in the Indian of Mamshala. Each one is its Maila. But let's first see what's the theme of each one individually. The concept of Malucha is, a Melech the Taichi is someone that's not looking to become a king. Right? It's not what the gather of a Melech is. The gather of a Melech is that the Am comes together and they ask him and they bet in Zechbayam that he should become a king over them. Okay? That's Meduyik in the Lashon HaTzvila that we say, Umachusei Biratzen Kiblu Aleim. It's not just a technical thing that it happened to be Biratzen. The gather of Malucha is that the Am come as Mevatel themselves to the Melech and they ask the Melech to become a Melech over them. What's the vart? Mitzadir Bakasha Taka, the Melech takes on their Bakasha Vet Amelech Iberzei. But the Teichana Inyan is that the gather of the Bitla Am to the Melech is that it's not in the Kuda that there are Mitzir's Dvar Ma. And the Melech, mitzad his shtarkeit, mitzad his gdula, mitzad his maila, is moishav l'shelut over them. But the mashal, you have, let's say, a dugma, you have a mashal, a chacham katan, a chacham gadol. Right? So if a chacham katan stands in front of a chacham gadol, he understands that the chacham gadol is much greater than him, and therefore he's misbatal in front of him. So why is he misbatal in front of the chacham gadol? Because the chacham gadol is a shragib tira mayana. What's his shavi? What's the value? What's the erech of a chacham katan? The guy with the erech of a chacham gadol, right? So it's all mitzad the shtarkeit and the greiskeit that there is in the chacham gadol. When the chacham gadol goes away, right? Just like a derech of shlag of tira mayahana, when the shemesh goes away, the near katan has a maila, right? The near katan has its inyan. When we speak about the gedder of melech and am, the part is that ein chanami mitzad atzmam there in a kuda that doesn't deher the maila the inyan of melech that the rebbe's maila chantanya. That am is mashon chalom emimis, that they're befradim mizarim rechekim mimaylas hamelech, right? That's on one hand, but on the other hand is the gather of meluch is that their mitzias gufa belongs to the mitzias of the melech. In other words, they become always independent people. They become always independent people, and their home mitzias become such an inyan which is nikna and belongs in ganzen. Their mitzias gufa belongs to the inyan of the melech. When we speak about a neir which is in his bottom in front of an avuk or a chacham katan gabi in front of a chacham gadol, kill the neir the chacham katan from life the mitzias beatzme. Never then, because it's some nos chacham gadol which is greater than him, therefore he's in his bottom in front of him behead the tfisas markim or whatever it is. When I speak about the concept of malucha, what's together of malucha that the am becomes a new entity. Until now they were a mitzias farzich, now they become a new inyan. They become a neches. They become a rechush that they belong to the melech. Their gather changes. And that's why it has to come inside their mitzvahs. Because if it's an inyan which comes inside l'mayla, then it's always going to be a davar nesef. Anything which comes l'mayla, not from the mitzvahs of the tachton, it's always going to be a davar nesef on the mitzvahs of the tachton. In order that it has to be such an inyan that they're gedder, that their mitzvahs alone, the inyan which changes, therefore, it has to come dafka mitzvah, same tasim al lachamelech, together melech is that it has to come dafka mitzvah da'am. It has to come inside the tachton himself. So that's together of melech. So what's the avon of melech? So when we speak about the Eibush's malchus, the Eibush's yachas, and the Eibush's dominance, how he's shalit on Yevroim or on Yidden, like we see the Pratim Shabbat soon, is in such an eifin that his Shaykhus Alikus is in such a way that the person said Atzmei, let's say, is a Yesh V'Dover Nifrut, he's a Metzias, and said again, the Indian of Malchus, Machus Ibratzin, he changed and he became Oyth Metzias Le Atzmei, he became Kol Kulei Anechas and Metzias of the Melech. That's the concept of Melucha. Memshal is a fakarta musik. The musik of memshal is that you have someone, just like in Gashmi, you have someone who's a dictator. What means a dictator? You're weak, he's powerful, and because he's stronger than you, not therefore he rules over you, even though mitzitcha, you don't want this rulership at all. Now, it doesn't only have to mean that he's stronger than you physically, not it can mean that he's stronger than you mitzat kechse nefesh, that he has a higher maila. There's many fan mshabazah. Malucha can be, Memshala can be also a gather that he's a ish murim, and therefore you're so nispal from his grace guide, and therefore you're in his battle in front of him. But the Havanas HaInyan is, the gather of Memshala is that if something was nemsich nish because you change and you transformed yourself to become his am, it becomes misad, the shtarkeit that there is in the alien. Okay? Not there. So be asked them, so the Serenga is Ashayla, which bittel is a stronger bittel? The bittel of Malucha or the bittel of Memshala? So it's Ventzich HaMelcha Prat. Now, if you look in where Kaviyachol the bittel of Mer Durchgenumen the Am, obviously Meluch is a much deeper bittel, right? Not because it's Machus Ibratzin, it's their Geder, it's their Metzias, they became Gufa, a Nechaz which belongs to the Melech. But on the other hand, what Zaks do? Kilo Neymar, why, you'll ask, why is the Melech Shailut over the Am? The melech is shaylut over the am, not because of the shtarkah of the melech, because the am is a chibur gestel, that they became a metzias, which is their whole inyan, their whole gather is the am of this melech, the nechas of this melech, therefore the melech is shaylut over them. So in be'etzim in avana, the concept of melucha is the same concept of tzion. What did we learn before? What's the concept of tzion? The concept of tzion is the inyan of simin, yeah? Hatsiv l'chatzayirin, that you're a mark for the inyan of shalomayla. What's the avana? That the tachtin, that the Adam, the Talmud Chacham, which learned today, El Divir Oktim Chaim, is Mizachik his Seichel. That his Seichel becomes kokuli a reflection to reflect the Seichel of the Seichel of the Kish Lamaila. But at the same time, why is Beishamai saying a Svara of Gvura, and he's still saying a Svara of Chesed? Because that became his Teichen. His Teichen is Chesed, his Teichen is Gvura. No, but then it's not Teichen, it's not Chesed of Gvura of Yashat Metzias, it's Teichen of Chesed of Gvura, which is Kokule Bittul Telekus. It's an Eber, like we said before, the Moshul. It's like the Ayin and the Ezin, Vashtet B'tachas HaBittul, Timikamanim, the Keches HaNefesh. But why is he Megal the Keches HaNefesh? Dafka the Ayin said his Tchunis, and Dafka the Ezin said his Tchunis. So on Derech says also in Malchus, why is the Melech Shelut on the Am? The Melech Shelut on the Am, because they have sich immer gestellt to be his Am. Mashenka, the concept of Memshal is a different concept. The concept of Memshal is, se shtib mir der yes, se shtib mir der nish, he's the boss. In other words, what's that show? That shows on a Hershung, that shows on a Shlita, which is ganzen not murkiv, it's ganzen not gebuid, it's ganzen not tolly on the Metzias of the Mekabash of Chutz Vimenu, it's almost at his Metzias of the Am. That's the Nekuda Klaus of the Ing. That's Akhtib Dot. The Tzvei Yifanim, Luchim, Memshal, Kumin, Mitzad, the Tzvei Yonim, from Metzias Yitzir, Dvar Hashem, Rishloim. Ma'avedas kol echad ve'achas and azay eich in the bchina fun tzion v'shlaim bechlal kabel kam. He's masbir. Mitzad the bchina fun teira v'dasi the limud that teira leid zayin avana v'asag kenal. So then he's an eifan alimud with a chayis and gishmak. He thought that it's lefi his gedder, lefi his tchunis and nefesh. So therefore it's with gishmak. Now that's step one. And then on gei the limud shmev lidi maisa is eich kolos kima mitzah shleim tichratzim ve'enik. Because the ma'aseh comes behemishuk to the avonah. Thus haste, as mitzad p'chinas tzion on teira, either kabbalas el machos shamayim, in an eifu from achus chamachos kol ilam in beratzen. It becomes the inyan and the geshmak of the tacht. Okay? So verstandig? So b'derech melech, so when we come to say, you want to say machus chamachos kol ilam, you know why? Ki mitzion says the teira. Because they're holding by tzin, because they're learned mitzayin seichel, because they're fashteit lefizayin etzchunas hanefesh, in mitgutel tzalikus. Therefore, it's malchus beratzen. Therefore, his gather becomes such an inyan, his shaykh tzalikus is not something that he throws himself away. That becomes his geschmack, that becomes his teichen. His whole teichen becomes to become a vehicle tzalikus. Shas, it comes up to dvar avayet, it's a paskin alach lamaisa. When the Rech Mekayim zayin dasa peyel mamish, is if them need genug the avon of asaga leizayin seichel in an eifel fun tzion. Now the Rebbe adds something that we didn't say before. Nor ad Rebbe, mit zayin seichel amurgish kenal mol kumitsa maskana vas is nitka locha bemes lamite. Now you have to remember, we're talking about a yid with state in a high madrega of tzion. Nevertheless, let's read it again. Mit zayin seichel amurgish, vas is mit zayin seichel amurgish. In other words, when it's his inyan and it's his teichen, kenal mol kumitsa maskana vas is nitka locha bemes lamite. Daf kedur pchinas Yerushalayim shleim tzayir vabitol is erzich machriach on erzich mevatel mikel vakel. Har 61 lachin David zacha shekiven la lacha. Why is that tachas hashiflus vabitol shleim the pchinas malchus? V'chem beis Hillel, not the says the Gemara made in the Kazakh. Why is Allah kibes Hillel mikiven shahayu nechim va'aluvim and after b'shamim mechadet ditzvei. Rei baruch b'chol anal. What's fits about the samachvav? Who does Allah have to be like? The Gnes of Alamdin, Allah has to be like him. What does it have to do? Because Nechem Va'aluvim, because you're a nice guy, good, so you're a nice guy. What does it have to do to the Allah Kameischa? No. Because we learned before about it, because the whole gather of Allah is that it has to come inside. Then it could say, Bittul, that there's no seer in you, Klal, Klal. So that's what Nechem Va'aluvim is. Nechem Va'aluvim is that he's Mevatl himself, Atkadeh, that even if the other one slugged him up, he's polite about it. He's butl about it. Because he has no regashas asmi, Klal, Klal. So that's Asbara, what he says here. When he says, "Ich machriach, ich mevatim, mekel vekel," demult kum terun zu under her the meratzin elyon, which is pchinas avaya. When he says, "Mechaven Allah be'emes lamitasa," and on two to say lemaisa, I feel when I say hebechsichle. So what comes out from that? That says, "Adrolim that teira from dvar avaya from Allah lemaisa." When meilech the kima mitzvah bechal kil chasan, he's achduk him kviyo bittel from zayim mitzias. That's dugmas inyan amem shalom. So you want to know why Memshaltecha b'chol David there? Why is there such a nekuda in a lekusa? Lekusa is meishav v'shelit. Even though when the mitzad the gedder and mitzias from velt from the tacht and it doesn't stim, it's only mitzad his dominance, mitzad his starkeit. That's not mitzias abitul. The mitzias abitul is when he's bottled, not because er state not seer that is machusim beratzim. Yeh mekabel machus, nish mekabel machus. The stim mit the yes, the stim mit the nish. He's the boss. So that's what we say. You know why Malchus Chamachus Kalilam? Because Mitzin Tzitzitzeda. You know why Hot Ibigem Mekaita Likus Malchus Beratzin? Because it's Nurkinum Zayin Geshmak. You know why Mshat Chabachol David there? Why is it such an Akudah as a Likus as Meshav Hashayla as a Shtim Medir Afilu when it doesn't Shtim with you? That's because it's Varavayim Rishalom. That's the two Kavimaturs in Avedis Hashem. Now, we'll see this Likudah more, but if we're ready on the topic, let's just ask. The way the Rebbe explains it now, right? Obviously, he's being madgish that there's mitzvah that the Dvar Avayim and Yerushalayim is greater as a greater bittul. But we also have to the Harbish Asmaisa that there's a mila also in the mitzvah says it's Eda. In Dvar Avayim and Yerushalayim, Mshaltecha, so ain't the Chanami, this bittul, agam that it doesn't stem with your mitzvahs, but then what's your inyan? You keep the name of the Abish as the boss, whether I am his am or not, I'm not his am. Right? What happens if you have a situation that the world is in a matzah that they don't listen to the Abish, like we'll see soon? The Abish is still the boss. Let's say the world does not become themselves the Abish as Malchus. The Abish is gewaltigt, whether it's Shtimit Yesh or Shtimit Yenish. Right? And that shows a greater bittul in a certain sense, right? That there's no hargasha, you're not a kli, it has nothing to do with your mitzvahs at all. But there's a chsan in Bazel also. Because where are you in the picture? The business farbundim with them. So Kilo Neymar Elikus is here because you were shaylo your mitzias. It's not something which penetrated who you are. Where's your geshmak? Your geshmak is somewhere else. Your geshmak was broken. Your geshmak is not here. Mitzat Sheni, when it's with your geshmak, it's mother than your mitzias. And there, not only it's mother than your mitzias, we bow that it's mother than your mitzias. You can't take the emes of Elikus because you could only take the Eid al-Ki, which is Be'erach HaElim, it's like we learned before in the first half of the Sikha. Okay, this is an important plot to be Magdish. Okay, this is all explains how by a Yid you have these two inyanim of Machus HaMachus Kalilam Mashat HaMachal HaChol David. Let's see weiter. Test. V'ba'at az Yidim Bechlal and Yadili Befrat Avzach Mashtad HaZayin. So the Grechen nit nor zayin egen Shlemus. Like we learned in Sifches. Then Eich bring in the ganze Welt Shlemus. That's one Akuda. And then there's another project which is totally never Yidin Eich. V'drama Paskin. The Rambam says, "Asiva Meish Rabbeinu Piagvura Lachuf is called Bei Elam Lekav Mitzvah Shinsav Bnei Neach." That the Ayid has a task not only to bring the Velt to Lishlimusa, but Dafke Goyim. The Eif Rakim Darv Zayin, and was far away. You have to influence Goyim, not that the Shem Kabel the Shem Mitzvahs, because their Mitzvah Sichli is. The Rambam means such an Eif, and she Kabelis and Yaseis, and they should see the Bema Kadosh Baruch Hu Beteira Ve'idiyana Adi Meish Rabbeinu. It need Masik Das was by Eden Zaynida. Is not masvik das was by Eden zayin da teir und varavaya in zayir tzvei pchinis there is dav zayin mitzvah teitzit zayir od varashem da fareiz gim Yerushalayim. That's what we say. Mitzvah teitzit zayir od varashem Yerushalayim. In other words, what does it mean that these two types of avedis Hashem? One derech avedis Hashem is that becomes the gedem mitzvahs of the adam. Ask the kach that he's a kli and a simon the in shalemayla that is beratzen. That's his geshmak. And then there's an Eifan of Avedis Hashem that is Mechliach, Latzim, Kel, Kel, that has no Mitzvahs, Klal, Klal. These two Avedis, from the way it is by the Yid, where he will explain in Sifches, one Eifan of Avedis Hashem Tech Geshmak, and another Eifan of Avedis Hashem Tech the Tachlis of Zechavek Legen, like we learned by Rikhis in Sif Zayim, Sif Vav, Bergia, Halacha, that he has no Pni and the Minyan, Klal, Klal, no Yira, Sa'inish, even the highest Madregis in Yira. It's all about the Ratzin El Liki. Right? Like we learn by Lichas, that's the part of Halacha, but then there's the Le'idach, the Inyan of Dvar Arvaya, I'm sorry, of Tzion, which is Geshmak. So these two Inyanim in Adam Lekene have to reflect itself. What says the Pasuk in Tzion Teitzei? These two Inyanim have to reflect in Yanei Eilam, have to be Pailan in Yanei Eilam. What's the two Inyanim, what's the two Pulis in Yanei Eilam? Durch Tzion Teitzei Seiro, Pailed men by the Amim Rabim Ditnua, from Lechu Gemer of Ngeirim Bedrachov. What's the mean by Yerim Bedrachov? Der inyan alimut in die nyan von sein mitzis shalahem. Was chash, das ist echt der inyan von bittel, ist doch das verbunden mit zere mitzis, wa wana wasag. Und durch den, was dwara wai, kommt er ist mir schlein, peilt man bei zee, die venecho ber chesef, die halicha, look in Arda 64, what's halicha mean? aderech habir mashenemer lech lecha miartz chalashenotz get back from zich. The says neilchad the pshat is we'll go away from our mitzias, and we're going to go bear chesav, which is also eichem lashon halacha, because it comes from the inyan of halacha. Peiled v'dasi zatnuah from bitter the alicha bepeil v'dasi zatnuah from bitter betachlis folgun ton the zayin mitzias which is apid varavay. So the Rebbe says something very interesting over here. When we want to speak about this concept that the shleimus of a yid is that he has to be kaf of kabei elam kabel mitzvah shnitzav b'nei noach. When we have to be piled on elements which have nothing to do with elikus goyim, that they also should come and give themselves over to elikus, which that's really the whole theme of the pasuk in Yeshaya. That what's the nevu of the asalave? There's a holcha amim ram v'amruchu v'nai lel harashem basically like a yankiv. So what's the inyu? What's for the eifin that from goyim shtein? And what's for a tshuke? What's for a bittel? Do they have to stand to be makabel the dvar Hashem? If you have one without the other, it's not the shleimus ha'pu'ula that we want to do in Yana Yaila. Yireinu b'drachav means that they want to learn in Yana mitzvahs b'nei neach. They want to learn the mitzvah of sheftim. They want to learn the Yana of gezel. They want to understand the Yana of gilai arayis. They want it should be in such an eifin that they should understand the dinim shebezeh. They should have a geshmak in it. It's just something that they should understand, not that it's something which has to penetrate who they are. Like the famous Rambam, it's also one of the sikhs of Yerachilis as well, the Rebbe speaks that Gir said that anyone that doesn't do Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Neach is Leim Chesidei Umasa Elameim Leim Chachemeyem. It's felt from Zayir Seichel. They have to know that what has the ultimate, you would say, what's the most ethical, true, proper way how to live life is that the Goyim Aner can. That's in Teda. Teda Yiddishkeit that Eibusha is going to teach us the Zayin Mitzvahs and the Havana of the Zayin Mitzvahs and the ethics of the Zayin Mitzvahs. Not the ethics Mitzat Seichel Anushim, because they know that it's a Inyan Aliki. That the Eibusha is the one that has what to give them the deepest depth that there is in life. That's one pool that you want the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Neach. And at the same time, we say V'neichel B'rechesav. That why are they going to be Mekayim and submit themselves to the Ratzon Hashem? Azei der Eibusha Gezakt. In other words, the world is going to understand in such a bittle, not the humans of the world, he says the goyim will stand in such a tzir, that on one hand, the goyim has a argasha, that if he wants to live his own ethical life, right, like we had before earlier in the sikha, that when the Rebbe brought that the goyim are not going to come to be mizgayer, right, so he brought, what's the raya? In order 17, right, he says over there that Mashiach is going to be shafat bein goyim, v'chisu chaveisam le'itim, right, the Mashiach is going to come and make tzedek between them and take care of their destroy their weapons and so on. In other words, what are the goyim going to realize? The goyim are going to realize that Yiddishkeit is the most ethical, the best way to live life. It's the deepest chachma. How does a goy have such an inyan? There's nothing by a goy what happens in Masad Atzmi. Zakhman is because it's tasty from a yid. That his whole geshmak, and then Gansad Indian became to reflect the likus, and that became his whole rotzen, and that became his whole geder. He was machus b'rotzen, machus machus kalilamim. So therefore, it's going to be v'irenu b'drachos. So that's how the Rebbe explains whole geshmak. How the key mitzvah says the tera is in the sinestam sign the irenu b'drachos, sign the machus machus kalilam. We bought about the yid was tesis mitziyeh. We bought about the yid zayin ganze zich, the ganze er became something which was his whole identity became something called kuli aliki. He became a klitim megal alikus. Derech memele, he's giving himself over to do yiddishkeit beratzin. So we come to sareisin veld that veld shteit mitaratzin mitatshuka to hear that this is the best stuff that there is in the world. Leidachaber when a yid serves the ebushin in a hecher reifin. That Farket Shleimus Ayira. That it's not about his Messias, it's not about his Akkad, it's not about his dead hair, but very yamult. V'necho b'rechesiv. A goy de hair is lech lecha mi'artzacha. A goy de hair is, it's not about what's ethical, it's not ethical, tzedav ala basl b'rezu. It's ayin roya v'ezin shemas. Whether it's ethical or not.
The
Malchus and Mishallah
are
pale
those two.
No, we'll see soon about Malchus and Mishallah. Teira, seeing Yerushalayim are part of those two. So in the pasuk of Yeshaya, what do we say? In the pasuk of Yeshaya, we say, "V'holchu amim rabim." Let's learn the pasuk in Yeshaya. "V'holchu amim rabim." V'amru chuben nailel har Hashem. A base of the keyankiv. All the goyim of the world are going to come to the base of Migdash. And what are they going to want? V'yireinu midrachem neilchu b'rechesav. Virein Abdurachav is going to say that Yiddishkeit is the best in stuff that there is. V'neich Abdurachav means they're going to submit themselves. I feel as if Ashtayanish. Ki, why? About that by seeing. There was Tetzi Seda. About that the David of Yidin Teich Yishmak is that he's coming in the world. About that Rabbi Yidin Teich Yishmak is that he's coming in the world. That's why by going and reflecting these two Yidin Teich Yishmak is that he's That's what we say in Yishaya. Now let's go to Akafis. Now let's see how these two Yadim of Tetzit Seder Dvar Hashem Yishalayim are Poyol in Malchus HaMachus Kedom Shal B'chol B'chol Devedei. In Sivches we explain Malchus HaMem Shal in Aved Avegid. Now the Rebbe is going to explain it in the Gehid Zavilt. Now Zeh Zeh Ben Gehid Yitzvei Yadim from Malchus HaMem Shal. Azeh Yer Tam Vesiba Kiz and in the Tzvei Yifanim from Metzin in Yishalayim. Durek Metzin Tetzit Seder Tutzich Uv Deminyim from Malchus HaMachus Kalilamim. What's the pshat? Was it mean touched it up at Bekitzel Azbos? As Eich Welt is mekabelim inyan amelucho berazim. And durch dvar avayim reshalayim shleim seyir va bitul va dufkut on the minyan from amshat chav b'chol devadeir as Welt b'chol devadeir steht in a tnuah from tachlis a bitul mitzad memshalah. He's very mekatzer, right? But over here in this ketzah we have to imagine these two inyanim the way they are in the Welt. L'mashal, you'll say like this. You'll say, the gar zeiv and kevis. Right? Is it a right thing for a zeiv to eat a kevis or not? It's not. Well, why should it? Because you're stronger than him, you should eat him up. So why are animals going to live peacefully when Mashiach comes? For what reason? Because not their nature is going to become a different nature. The Welt's Indian now is... Yesh v'davar nifra, the Indians now is derech l'shayim tzlecha, the Indian now is that they're ma'alom master on the mitzitza v'likus. Zakma machus ha-machus kali lamim, Welt is going to be machus ha-beratzen kibla lehim. The entity of the world is going to be submitted willingly to give themselves over to the Dvar Hashem. The geshmak and the teichen of Welt is going to be that we're not here as a Welt to be a yesh v'davar nifra, we're here only to be the Ebeshit subjects. Just like by a yid, kaviyachol, the aveda of melucha, that a yid gives himself over, like al derech we say Rosh Hashanah, the Adam Rishon told the entire bria, beyu nishtachem v'nechad nivrechol z'nei Hashem eisenu, as a gemetzu v'ashtein asadav ha-shefer av the Welt, and therefore it's that their inyan, they want to understand, betach ha-bitl talikus, so al derech we say lo asud lavi, the world is going to understand with such a tenua, that they're going to be totally ibigem to the inyan of alikus. But it's that their inyan, the inyan of Welt, the teichen of Welt will change. Not nisim, not miflois, not external giluyim. Now that's all comes from the Ebeshes Midas. So the Indian of Melucha, which comes from the Am alone, Welt alone, will cover themselves the Ebeshes dominance. The world alone will stand with a bitul telikus. Why? Because we bowed by a yid the damitzin teitzera. That's why he's piled such an Indian in the Welt. Li'ido chaber Welt with the hair, not the agam that I'm not bottled to him. And a gam that chab garnish with them, and a gam that I'm not his subject. Who's the one that rules me? The Rebishtim. Mshat chabachod evidir. Why? Because the baravayim rishabayim. That's going to be sayin in Welt, and say by goyim. Very geschmack. Let's see if you. Okay. This is all the two in yadim. Now the Rebbe goes over in this sif to explain where did we find the bitui of these two in yadim apayim. Okay, let's see like this. If you, yedirin is farad, we are kum beifin klali, we are dritzik uif bepratius. Azayis is eich benidin didan. After we had bechal sedatzik der pasuk in shayv and dimzman the lasid, we be samid shashlisha was demo the zayin dimitzi and zayin dvar hashem mishlem tachla shleimus. We may le eich the shleimus from a chuscha gamer of a day. In other side, the shleimus of meluchah, side the shleimus of memshala. Side the shleimus of yireinu midrachav, side the shleimus of nechav berchesa, side the shleimus of mitzin tzitz teira. Side the shleimus of mishalayim, it's all going to be lost to love. Of a pratis and tzvein yanim, avol nit b'shleimusam, eingestalten bezunder esmanim. One of these two bezunder esmanim, so these two bezunder esmanim is, we bought there, it's two yanim of gilu elikus, these two bezunder esmanim is vayisirishin and vayishen. But in order to explain that it's two yanim of vayisirishin and vayishen, the Rebbe gives a agdama. Kshem v'sida in dem achiluk, Kshem v'sida in dem achiluk, Sivishin z'man abayis z'man agalus. Z'man abayis at meri gvezen al kus begali. V'meil is damut abayin f'rini gvezen b'ikar in de tenua fun abu v'rotzen. V'asot ze gegeben a geshmak in der abayde. Mashink m'zman agalus v'an al kus is nit meri begali. Is damut abayin b'ikar mitzat kabalas al yiro bitul. Hazeis echen der Avede von Zman Abayis Gufa, verhandeln untersteht zwischen dem Zman von Bayis Nish und dem Zman von Bayis Sheli. It's an interesting mahalach over here, but Hazeis steht da, was? Der Nekuda, der Kishen, der Zachmol, that the general chilek between Zman Agbayis and Zman Agolus, not, is different. Why? Why is it different types of Avedis? Because Lomailus is a different type of Avedis. Let's stop for a second. Let's be ma'azbir. What's the pshavis ratzich v'derech klal? Not the. So let's see over here. Order 67. Okay. But look at the teira shamavuir. When he brings the chiluk of zman abayis and zman agolus, Dr. Darton, she bezman abayis k'shay gila likus ha'isa ha'yishtachava v'pchinas pnimius v'pchinas batlo retzein chapnei retzeinei she'ein liyidotzen v'chefetz acher. What's that? You know the Maimon over there in the it's a famous Maimon. The Rebbe asks over there that we say in davening on the Musa Rosh Yom Tov, we say so the Rebbe frak mele, you can't be lalis liroys for statement. There's no base in Midrash. There's no gila likus. But we mishtachav. Where is that? Is that go lay down on the floor. Please, you do dive raglayim. So the Rebbe is mazbe that mishtachav. The pishin daim raglayim wasn't a technical thing that you can do. Now the technicality. What's together with the shachavah? Like it says over here, it's b'chinas pnimius. What's pshat pnimius? It's b'chinas batar seichah pnei retzene. What's pshat batar seichah pnei retzene? She'en liratzen v'chei pesachem. When we speak about bittul talikus, what does it mean bittul talikus? Bittul talikus. The way we touch bittul talikus is that it's machnias aguf shle yimrit. The goof wants to be'etzem after the befkeder neichalei, right? The goof wants to do his inyan. Rabbi Dem said the eila adn. He works on himself that he shouldn't. The Eved shouldn't zich nishlach kem with the Eved vil, and he should do what the other wants. Right? That's his managolus, which means technically you have an nefesh b'habis. Your pnimis is not k'dibay l'meva. Right? Rav Dem said the el malch shmaim yimachnia yourself. That's out the Eved calls over there in Miami. He calls it bittel chitzeni. Where's your shaychus alikus? Your shaychus alikus is a technical shaychus. Your mevatel your evardim, your mevatel your ma'isa. But where's your pnimis? Where's your mahus? Your mahus is a yeshudav nifitz for itself. What does it mean that Gilev is Marabayis that they had a bit of pnimi, that they had no Riazak, that they had no Ratz v'chefetzachar, their whole Mechus, their whole inside was the Sider Seichel, Sider Meah, Sider Ratz, Sider Chukka. The only thing that they wanted was an Inyan of Gilev Lekus Lagami. That's what it means Nishtachavo. Where did this come from? Where does he have such an Inyan that is Mizbatl, Mitzis, Bakil, Mikol, Keil, that he has no Chefetz for himself Lagami? So that's not an Akuda which could come from yourself. Echavash Matar Tatsmi, you're Yesh. The most a person can come from his own akar is that the yash has to submit himself to something higher than him. But as Eretz Gefinzach Nishl Gamli, Atke the Kach, we say Yishtachavah, Pishu Yudayim Raglayim, that Adah, that the Reish V'Regel, B'Shav V'Mamish, but Adah is Nirgash, that the Reish is L'mayli Yisr. Where comes such a Hergish that Reish V'Regel is B'Shav? So does that comes from V'Einu Yichinim Lailus L'Yiroyit L'Yishtachavis. Because by the Mesa Midrash was a Gila Likus, under Gila Likus, they experienced it. So the Chumela, the Inyan of the Kus, the Dorchinum and the Gansin, because of the Gilimul Maila, the Chumela, there's the Inyan of Ishtachava. Mashainki now, when there's no Gilimul Maila, therefore there's no Inyan of Ishtachava. What are you left with? Only a bit of Chitzeni. Azir Netzach Luchut Tetzeni by the Kus. So what's the Netzach Dartan? The Dartan Netzach, that's the Chilik of Zman Abayis and Zman Agolus. Zakir Da, that in our Sechirat Men, that in Beprat Yisayser, in Bayis Gufa, there was a Chilik of Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Rishon wasn't Inyan of Gila Likus. And Vibalta wasn't Inyan of Gila Likus. Therefore, Yidim were in a matzav of Geshmak. Yidim were in a matzav of the Havenkite. In other words, we'll see soon the Pratim Shabbazah, but the Kudush Shabbazah is, Vibalta was Meir, an Inyan of Gila Likus. Therefore, it's a Durchinum in the Geshmak on the Techin Pnimi of Yidim. Durchinum is Erem Bohus. So that's the Techin of Mitzin Seis Yitzera. That a Likus is something with Leiksach on them Durch the Mitzin Seis. Right? Vashayin Gimoz Bizman Bayesheni. Bizman Bayesheni is Akhmanazami Sart Indian. That it was a Eifin, that there was Nechzer or Hedvarim. Right? There wasn't a Gila Likus in Bayesheni like it was in Bayes Rishon. So where did the Bittul Talikus come from? It didn't come out of the Gila Mumaila. And we bound that it's not inside the Gila Mumaila. So why does the person submit himself to the Eibishter? Not inside this Geshmak. And over then, a Lake Sechavek of the Nyansin. Right? That's the idea of Dvar Vayim Rishabayim. So the these two ideas, these two Eifanim, Ayid connects to the Eibishter. Either said his Geshmak has named them Durch. Other than Eifan has Lake Zechaveket and Gamri, Bechlalus, that was the Chilik of Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. Let's see inside. I mean, there's a lot of Pratim Shabbat, but let's see inside the Nekudah Sayyid. Dr. Nazir. The Rabbi's tradition is Gebuit Givon and Doshleim HaMelech, the site when Kaim HaSir HaBash Lamusa. Right? Kaim HaSir HaBash Lamusa is the 15th day of the month. Adar HaShleim HaMelech was what? The 15th generation from another edition. In other words, not Sir means Malchus. Kaim HaSir HaBash Lamusa means that there was the ultimate Gil in Sfiris HaMalchus, which was the ultimate Gil of the Kusim Welt. So the Kus was Begil and Betachus. Shleim is a Gil of the Kusim B'chinas Bina Amuz Decheru. Okay. Not this, so it's probably has to be mass, but let's go right to the Bible. The fire that an Eden demot gives a massive chedus mashiv dagoyim. The Bible that Lemaila was mayor the union of the Elam Achedus. Therefore, Lemata Eden were a massive of chedus. Is there a gilly from Migdash in the world gives a mayfin Naila? When Echt the Abedi from Eden is then gives a naifin from Gilly, from Ava. In other words, Eden were a massive of chedus, Bechlau, inside the Medinas Baelam, and Eden alone, in a personal life, were a union of Ava. Thus, the beginning of seeing was a man. It says the Seder Canal. Now it's by his tradition. Ah, but his mouth by his chain. It was then, but it's not given to the Gili Nazayif. And the Gemara Zark, the Chabda. Chasser, hey, hey, the Barnach, the Rabbi Shein, the Arun, the Kapel, the Chulu. And he didn't have given to the Shlita, for Malchi Omis. Why? That was Gufa, it saw from that the Gili, the Kus was less. Is the Yavei, the Demol, given to the Iker, with Yiro, Bittu, that's because of the Shalayim Canal. Okay? Not the... Right, so that's why that's the two inyanim of since he said it by Ravai Mishalim the way it was mitzad the zmanim of Bayisishim Bayisheni. But over here we have Ha'ada 67, Ha'ada 72. That as we move Bavar and Agvisir Inyan. It is so you do the Kedinyan Lukut Sichus, but it's Nagi over here to Bavar Pasha in the Pshat of the Sichah. What did we just explain now in the Pnim that in Bayisishim we bought was Gilad Lekus, therefore was mitzad Zera Geshmak, right? Bayis Sheni, there wasn't Gila Likus, therefore what? It was an Eifin of Kfiyo Bitl. You want to come and tell me that Bayis Sheni was an Eifin of Kfiyo Bitl, I have no problem. But that's not the Maila of Yerushalayim that we spoke before. And Aldarach is going to get to the Vart of Tzion. The Vart of Tzion, together with the Vart that we explained that it's Mitzad, that's Nem Duchzai Mitzias, right? That he's Mevatel himself, but in Tzion there was Ad Gosha, that it's an Eifin that's for Blight Epis Vasa Mitzias. How do we just remind it from the Alter Rebbe's Maimer that we just saw in Ara 67 that it's an Eifin of Bittul Pnimi, not She'en Rei Chepetz V'Ratzon Acher Legami? So the Kilo Neymar Beit Zachen Davim Farshtein. Why is Bayis tradition an Akuda which is Deimet to the Inyan of Tzin? Who is Farbliv in the Inyan of Mitzias? Kilo Bayis tradition. L'chura, we're learning over here that it was an Eifin of Ishtachava Pishi Didayim V'Raglayim. That's one Akuda we have to understand. And Lidach, we have to understand how could you say that Bayis Sheni was the union of Yerushalayim, L'chura, what do we say in the Gia Bayis Sheni? How the Alter Rebbe says, call it, that it was a bitl chitzeni, it was only machnias aguf. The bitl of Yerushalayim, we learned earlier in the Sikh, that it's a bitl that is machnias chitzatzmi v'keil v'keil. Okay? So that's, let's see in Ara 67. Let's see Ara 67 and Ara 72. Now, after he brings some Lekut Teira, which Lekut Teira, we understand that the bitl of Bayis tradition was a much the bitl of Zman HaBayis is a much greater bitl than Zman HaGolus. Not Zokter Hazeh. And then our Sikha, that's Bayis Nishan and Bayis Sheni. Zokter Avarei Ba Nismach B'Lakut Sikha's Chilik Tes, Zokter Dorten, the Nafkimina bin Kamus HaBitl, Muhus HaBitl, the Nafkimina bin Kamus HaBitl, Muhus HaBitl. Of Zman HaGolus, HaMayla is bin Muhus HaBitl. That's what explains L'Lakut Sikha's. Well, please move on, Gama Chilik Bayis Nishan and Bayis Sheni. Dr. Azay, you know what it says in the Gia, the Indian of Kamas Abitl and Kamas Abitl and Echus Abitl? Okay, it's a deep Indian, Kshila Atzma, which says in the Kudus Adavim and Gia to the Pshat of the Sikha. The Rebbe read Dartan, talk of this idea, Shtel Tzav Dartan of the Lekut Teira, right? Then the Lekut Teira we see that in Zman HaBayis, right, there was a much greater bit of Talikus than there is in Zman HaGolus. In Zman HaBayis, it's an Eifin, that he calls it, She'en Lechif, it's V'ratz Nacher, Mashen in Zman HaGolus, it's only a bit of Chitzen, Lechure, right? So the Rebbe says over there a very interesting thing. Not verstehen. It's not a. It's a nekuda dak to the Rebbe, but the nekuda said over is like this. The pashtus, we want to come to say bittel. What are you looking for in bittel? You're looking for the person not to be here, right? So when I come to say l'mashal adav efkeda nechale, vi full kaviyachol of the mensch verbleibt. Everything. What's given over to the Adon, only his shell, only his external actions, the way he's going to conduct himself. Which conducting himself by a person is the most external element of who the person is. person has a mind, a heart, a personality, a imik, a nefesh, not the a ratzen, not all of that is his. What did he give over to his master? The most external part of what he has. Shaykh, when it comes to say that I gave over, not just on my seichel and my lev, that I don't have a ratzen v'chifetz acher, there's only what the Adon wants, only what the Ebeshter wants, dal l'chura is mishtakin ich l'gamri. Right? That's b'pashtos. So b'pashtos, the bittul of ishtachavah is b'ein arich more than the bittul chitzeni of kriya. That's b'pashtos. So the Rebbe comes and says, a man in the Kazakh. There's kama imkim in the word that the Rebbe says over here, but the Nakuda saying is like this. Why were you misbattle because of the Gilul in the Beis HaMikdash? For Vanam Nemzich der Bittul. Because Elikus was mayor. Where was Elikus mayor? No, and who did heard it? You did heard it. Not, so we bowed, and you did it on the shines. We bowed, and your mayach was chelutit. We bowed, your love was chelutit. We bowed, your nefesh experienced it. That's where you move out to yourself. So the bittul came because of the balabatishkeit of the Adon, or the bittul came because of the akkadah that you had. You came to the balabatishkeit of the Adon. Balabatishkeit of the Adon is whether he was mayor or he wasn't mayor.
You have
Akkad
because of
your Balabatishka. No, you don't have Akkad because of your Balabatishka. You have Akkad because he was mayor. He didn't tell you the Abishak. You came to the Beis HaMikdash. The Abishak gave you Tzivuyim. You saw Asadonis and Naslav Yisainu. You saw Chves and Bakamara in Minamida. You ate him Tzivu from Shachim and Mirvachim. Chves Shem and Furish Eitzim Pige and Godl. You experienced the Yanam of Gidla Likus. So what's the Dehert? The Dehert that Kul can make a Lach. The Dehert, the Evans of Likus. That everything is garnished. Not, so it's sad that everything is garnished, klapa l'mayla, therefore there's no mayla in reish l'gabe regal, there's no mayla in adm l'gabe behema, and therefore everything is b'shavis, yom is batal l'gabe. So einach in nami comes inside the emes of Elikus, but where was the emes of Elikus mayor? The emes of Elikus was mayor, duas was the heret. If you bowed us, duas the heret, they're far, it's the gwar and garnished. So why were you in this battle? You were in this battle, it's sad, because you're Hakara, you're Agasha. That's why you win this battle. So what's the bittul gebuit on? The bittul's gebuit on what you did herit. So in Kihilu Neymar, not the sasugya for itself to learn this, I'm just saying it quickly to Nagir Pshat over here in the Sikha. So the entire bittul kaviyachul is gebuit of thy metzias. I'm rizak that it's a meirin dike bittul, she'enli chefetz v'rat v'achekar. So here the Rebbe says a meirin dike v'art, it's namashem. What's the mile of she'en l'chifetz v'ras n'acher klal? The pashtus, we learn the pashtus, what's the mile of she'en l'chifetz v'ras n'acher klal? That the sedurkinum, zangatzmus, what's the sedurkinum? There's nothing left of yeshus. Zokti Rebbe, no, that the mile of she'en l'chifetz v'ras n'acher klal is a mile of kamus. It didn't only take through your maisa, it didn't only take through your avona, it didn't only take through your degesh, it took also through your ratzon, it took also through your chifetz, it took also through your passion, also took through your identity of what you want. The pashtus, that's your ich. But we bow that the gods and need is gebuit off your akad of your yeah, of your yeshus of who you are. So be etzem the yisod of the bittul is was duas makir givet. I the maila we come and say she'en lechivus duras acher klal. That's only that the limited bittul penetrated more and more. So be pashtos it's the whole part of the bittul is that it's more bittul. The Rebbe calls what's the whole bittul a bittul of kamus. So what Amik made. That's a bit of kamus. It's not kamus. The whole vart. How do you call that kamus? That's a mile of kamus. The whole. It's another sort echos. You tell a person, I'm going to conduct myself the way you want. You know, you're the boss here. I'll do what you want. Or my whole passion is for you. It's a chilek and kamus. It's another teichen. So the nekuda is the nidzainer is all because of what he was makir. What does real bittul mean? Real bittul means a stop ala boss. You weren't makir. Fakert, what's Avdi Befker in Echale? Frag the Shaila Fakert, if it's Avdi Befker in Echale, why is he listening? Because it's a balabas whether you're Nechale or not Nechale. So when a person has a balabas, that even. He wasn't makir the balabas. Okay, this is a conversation for itself, but the gather of Avdus is not that you're makir, that your Adon is good. There's no din
in
Makir, there's no din in Hilchsa Vadim that an Adon has to be smarter than an Evid. Because Allah, not the sign Allah, not that way. It's sign Seichel, not that way. It's sign Mitzis, it's not that way. How I became a Eved? That's not the conversation now. Now that I'm the Eved and you're the Adon, why do I have to listen to you? Because you're right. It could be a Hechatim said that the Eved is more talented than the Adon. It could be he's smarter than the Adon. It could be he's a better person than the Adon. But the fact that the law is he has to listen to the Adon. Why? And the Eved's marker, he has to listen to the Adon. Why? Because he's a Balabas. Which one is a Balabas? What's Taich Shavert he's a Balabas? Not, whether it's yeah justified or not justified, whether it fits with me, doesn't fit with me, I have to listen anyway. So how much is that Bittul Mispashit only in his external layer? But that's real Bittul. So where's the real Bittul in Zman HaBayis and Zman HaGalus? Zman HaGalus is more Bittul than Zman HaBayis. So now let's see Ayah 72. So Pim Mashen Zbar B'Lekut HaSich L'Sham So moving Gam Elin Didan. That what? Shlochem Bizman Bayis Rishin. Even though we said before in Ayah 67 there was a Yishtach of Abchinas Pnimius. Nevertheless, that's Bidugma Sin. Afshu Bittul Pnimi. And not only Bittul Pnimi, it's Bittul B'Metzius. So the chulis is gara starke bittel, aber kiven shu shaiches le mitzias a adam, because mitzbogim said hasagosi va'avas Hashem chulu. So it's the inyan which is gebuyt of zayim mitzias. So the same way we learned earlier in the sikha that what's the gedder of tzian, that b'shamay is in the tzir of gvura and mitzil is in the tzir of chesed, because that's their inyan machusim b'rasim kibul aleim like we learned today. So al derech says also the inyan of zman habayis that what type of bittel was it? It was a bittel that came and said his akadim said his argosha. So viful nozzles as the zayin bottle bit of pnimi bit of mitzvahs alazachin can be reish v'ragu b'shavah. What's in the kudus ayin, which reish v'ragu b'shavah is deeper than the churin and the inyan of tzion, right? That we learned before. But what's in the kudus ayin is all gebuyt on the uniqueness that I have. Mashain kein bizman bayisheni. That's Yerushalayim. It's not Yerushalayim like we learned before that it's such a eifin that is machriach asim makel v'keil, but in the element that it is bitul kivut she'echus a bitul b'shleimus b'shatsa bitul mitzvah yisem. So that's why these two inyanim of Mitzvah Yisrael and Hashem Yishalayim, the way you learn in the Ari, you understand why this is the inyan of Tzion, this is the inyan of Yishalayim. How is it? That's the way the matzav which wasn't velt. I'm sorry, that's the matzav that wasn't Yidden. The Avedis Hashem of Bayis Rishon was such an Aveda, was a Durkhanum Zer Gishmak. The Avedis Hashem of Bayis Shein was an Aveda of what? Hasadah Balabas. See the Vilsiyah, see the Vilsnish. Now, let's see the way it wasn't velt. The Pashtos, where was there more Agili of Achtos Hashem in the velt? Bizman by Sishim, Bizman by Sheni. L'chura, we all know that the Gila of Mishlema was Me'ain, the Gila of the Asad Lavi. Right? All the going were bottled, it was Mucha V'Shalva. All the Eden were coming to, all the going from the world were coming with Tavi Machashva, Mishama Shama Shlema, she came to Yerushalayim from across the world. Hakesim Mishlema, Lenechshu Lemuma, not the Shalom Shekat Etna, Yisrael B'Yamav, not it was the peak of peace and tranquility that the Eden lived, not the was Bizman Shlema. Mashaik Bizman Bayashani, we know. The Eden went through the difference, like you mentioned before alone, that in Bayashani, Eden were on a matzav that the Goyim were Shailut over there. So, but Pashtos, the Gili of Achtos Hashem in the world was much more in Bayashishin than was in Bayashani. Yes and no. The same way we have it in Havana, in Aveda, the same thing is also in the Getzevel. That's the inside. Adar is as Echter Chiluk Tivishin, Machus Machus Kaladom, Shatrach Chodevedeir. Wie es sich eins gedrück in der Unterschied zwischen die zwei Mannen. Eins mal vorbei ist Rishin, ist es sei der Anhag gewesen im Chilis Moluche. Da wat sei bin gea Iden, als er Aved ist gewesen in einem Efen vom Achus im Ratsen Kiblu. Und sei im Weltbeklall ist es gewesen, als Mann von Menuche Vishalva. But why was Welt in a matter of Menuche Vishalva? Kill the name of the world, like we say, Machus and Beratzen, the world was elevated. The world lived in a time of peace. So the Kilo Neymar, the Teuchin, and the Geschmack of Welt came to do the Ratzon Hashem. So however much, it's a fascinating thing how a Yeshua Dover Nifrit could stand with a Bittul Talikus, but it's such a Bittul which is connected to his seer, it's connected to his God, it's connected to who he is. Everything is Geidot. That became his Teuchin. Le'arev le'eshchis b'chol ha'kotshi kima la'aretz deyaz Hashem. That says Menigel Laslov about that. Menigel to Mei Shlema. We bowed. There was this Gila Lukus through Shlema through the base of Mikdash, which was shaded in Velt. Therefore, the world elevated itself as a Durchgenomen that Velt's Inyan came. Achusim Brasim. They elevated itself to Lukus. So the Meila Shabazay is like we said before that it penetrates his Metzias. The Chesaron Shabazay is that it's only an Inyan of Tzion. It's an Inyan which is Mugbal to his Metzias. The Vayis Shein is Ben Beikir the Eifel from Hamshala. Which we learned now, that's a deeper bittel. und amim rab mal schele gewesen auf jeden. Aber mir mir darf ankommen, also so sich herren beim Schalt ist aber kann ich Baruch. Was ist beim Schalt ist kann ich Baruch, look at 75. Für eine gute Tele, that what? Um Schalt ga bechol day by day, was ist bechol day by day? I feel a day am Mabel, wo der Aflage. Weil ja all eher schon, was ist am Achsadik bin? Und Pirisch day by day rein, ich kann achre, ich hechre, bis er mit ist, leh Silik Aschgachase. You understand what he's saying over here in the Sa'ara? The Pashtus, the fact that there was a time of Muhammad's and Amram was Shailat on Yidin Zachsarin. Zachman, no. But even, what's the pshat that Amram are being Shailat on Yidin? What does it mean that it's a time of Muhammad's? What does it mean that it's Zera Mabul, Zera Aflaga? What does it mean that there was a Hikr of Abayas? That the world is in a chaotic state. That the world's fear is not the way it should be normal. Normal should be, who should be Shailat on who? Goyim on Yidin or Yidin on Goyim? On a normal person, who should be Shailat on who? The head on the foot on the head? Imagine that the foot tells the head, the hands and the feet tackle the head, and they tell the head what to do. But that's what galus is. So in other words, what's the word deira mabel deira aflaga, churban bayis, or even man bayis sheni, that the world fears sich nicht on a normal place. So you'll come to say, we bought that belt is so kaviyachu umruchik from elikus. So where's the Eibush? The Eibush has solik leilu leilu. The Eibush has no dominance over here. Azamin zach, such a yesh with every nifrit, which is so not normal, they were just shlit and mshal, shouldn't be here. Zakwa no, mshal tacha, b'chol day over there. That even in a dart, even in a matzah, that it's a together of velt, state there with no bittel, no shachas of the kuslagamni, they were just shalit over there also. So what's that shlit? That shlit in a certain sense is much deeper than the shlit of b'mei shlema. The harmony of the world that was b'mei shlema was what? A harmony of the velt is when it's gaitled. So the world was mezuchich. It was his geschmack. Why is the wolf not eating up the sheep? Because he's not hungry. He doesn't think it's the right thing to do. Why is in Deira Mabel, Deira Flaga, or like he says over here, means the Tzemach Tzedek means, that even in a time that the Churban, there was a Churban, the Eibush's presence, there isn't a Vishkan to Besechem, there's still a Ashgacha. That means that even when it's a Klep Nisht, he's still in charge. So then why does the Rath and Hashem fear Zich Durch? Not because they're bottled to him, never then, because he's more powerful. The Moshe, you come to say a melech gives a pekuda, right? And the Am listens to the pekuda of the melech. So what are you going to say? How powerful the melech is, right? The pashtus. True, but at the same time, why is the Am listening to the pekuda of the melech? Because they were makabel as malchus. That we should be his subjects. So the reason why they're being mivatzeya the ratzon of the melech is because their kalim, that's their teichin to be mivatzeya the ratzon of the melech. It's kalim that's their askamim. Imagine you had a person which was a pedic ill of the melech, and he's against the melech, he's menaget to the melech, he's raid of the melech, and he also will be mevatzei the ratzon melech. That's a much deeper inyan than the machus. And that's the word of Bayashani. So Ant Khan, we see that this idea that we learned earlier in the Sikha, right, that we have an eifen, right, of asinem durch the mitzvah sa'adam. And therefore, nem druch the mitzvahs hagoyim, and them is nem druch the mitzvahs from velt. That's one kavan aveda. Then we have a different kavan aveda ligamri, not that there's an akuda of avayi imesh halacha kameisa, not seklep ya seklep nish mitzad yurt seer. This is the ratzon of the Eibush. That's the concept of halacha. It's not mitzad by merely ikzachab kach v'kach. It's not because mechad ditzveis mitzad nechem ve'aluvim. It's not because I'm a kli to it. It's because I'm not because I'm yeah. Because they're only the Ratzon of the Eibush, it does feel to me. The bittle of the goof to the nefesh, like we learned earlier in the Sikha, the bittle of the goof to the nefesh, it's not because he has a mile, it's because Fakir is Masalik himself, he has no Indian Lagami. Dorten brings a chereis, the chayis and nefesh, the Ratzon and nefesh, that he's stronger than the Gidriya goof. He doesn't have to work according to the Akbalis, that a ayin is a kli for Iyah, and a ezin is a kli for Shmiya. What does that mean in Aveda? In Aveda, it's lim datayim tech. It's kima mitzvah. It's v'nechaber chesav. It's mamshal kachav chol deiva there, and that has a deeper bittel and a deeper ibigem talekus than the inyan of geshmak and the inyan and the inyan of ratzon. That's a tichon of the sicha tuma. Yeah. Because in Bisilla there was two yon. In Bisilla we say eil veil divra l'kim chayim. Then we say. That Allah commits him chamakim. Allah commits him chamakim says Midiyah David. But yeah, that's the report that we learned today that he brings him chamakim. Okay, so this is the Techen O'inyan. Okay? Now, here starts a new Nakud over here in the Sikha. Not the. This is all the Mizaktis to Kavim. Not the. Now we're going to learn the Sifir Alfi, basically, the Gimel. Yeah. Now we're going to learn from Aleph, basically, the Gimel, not that this is Bethim, the peak of the entire Arichas that we learned until now, is how the Rebbe puts both in Yanim together. Okay, but before we go to Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, or to the end of Yud Aleph, let's go back to what we learned in the beginning of the Sicha, right? The Rebbe is a Keshelta of the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, on this week's Parsha, the Parsha of Yetzi, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, the Lake Avram, not the. The Gemara in Pesachim is a Keshelta in the Pasuk of Yeshaya. The Hochu Amim Ram, the Amr, the Chuva Nail, the Har Hashem, the Basil Ke Yankiv, right? So what do the goyim call it? They call it Beis Elikei Yankiv. So the Gemara says Leika Avram Shkasa Behar Leika Yisra Shkasa Be Sada Norveden Ki Yankiv. Right? Shkara Bayis. Right. So Pashtus, what was the Pashtus Pshat in the Gemara? Avram Yisra Ki Yankiv referred to one Indian to the Beis Hamikdash in three different names. The Rebbe brought right away from the Marsha that Avram Yisra Ki Yankiv Har Sada and Bayis is not three names to one Indian. There's three names to three different Inyanim. Har is the Beis Hamikdash tradition. Sod is the Bismigda Sheni and Bai is the Bismigda Shlishi. Right? So now, after we learned the Narichas in the Sicha, that we know what's the idea of Bismigda Shlishi and Bismigda Sheni, it's two Eifanim Gila Likus. One Eifan of Gila Likus is that the Eibishah becomes the Geshmak of everything, the Eibishah then Durchalz, spread the Teichen from out, Tzien, right? Malchus, Malchus, Beratzen, Vimei Shlema. There's another Eifan of Gila Likus that brings Chareis and Svakar, that Velt is not incoherent, Velt is not. The hetem to the ratan of the Eibishter, and nevertheless, Mishal Tachal B'chol David there, right? And that's the Dvar Abayim Rishaloyim, right? So that's the two concepts of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. That's Avram, that's Yitzchok. These two ideas, that there's an Eifin of Avedis Hashem, Asenem Durch the Geshmak for the mention, and there's an Eifin of Avedis Hashem, Fakir, that he's Mevatl himself to the Messias of Elikos, Afilas Aklep Tzem Nish, that's the two ideas of Avram and Yitzchok. Let's see. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Sifir Alpa, Bikol Anab Mefashtein, the Shaykh Sunegimun Batim Midash, Avram Yitzchok and Yankiv. The Veda from Avram is Bekava Chesed. Midas Av Avram Eavi. The Iber is an Avedic Vezim Beikin and Mepharsim Megalaz and Elkus Mamay Lamata. Vas Bedugma Zay is Gevezim Der Avedic Bayis Rishon Kenal. So what's Avram's Inyan? Geshmak and Elkus, Av and Elkus, right? And that's why it's all about Gilui, right? As Elkus will shine in, or Meir Zayin, and Durchnem, and right? What does Av mean? Has a Geshmak in them? Why do you have a Geshmak in them? Well, the Inyan is Durchnem in the Ganzen, right? The Iber, Hotas Ashaychis Mechedes, to begin to see in Veteda. That what? In Yonish Shel Avram, now we spoke in Tzion two Pratim, right? We spoke the Bittel that there is in Tzion, and then we spoke the Metzias that there is in Tzion, right? Let's go over again quickly. The Bittel of Eivri Aguf, right? Mitzad Echad, the Eivri has no Inyan for himself, Klal, calling Yonish is only to be a Kli Levush for this Kayach. But Le'id HaChaber, it's Dafke Mitzad, the Tchunis that this Eivri has. So in Avram also we find these two Inyanim. In Yonish Shel Avram is, that's what Eriz has seen with Simitz Bechenes Chesed Shabbat Silas. Look in the 81. The famous Sefer Aboyer, the Harim Sefer Aboyer, Kach Amar Midas Achesed Kol Yimei Yis Avram Ba'aretz Leitzrach Lasses Melachti Shel Avram Eivim Meshamim Kemi. That's a perfect doom of what Tzion is. Jules Al Derech Yisem Negeit Meshamim Beisilul Aba Zeh Atzich Ogelikt Eil Veil Divar Elikim Chaim Zich Ogelikt Vislik Zichab Mechesed Gvor Datzilis By Avram At Midas Achesed Alein Gezogt His whole He was Midas Achesed. What's Midas Achesed? Midas Chesed Lamaila, Iu v'Chayir v'Gamor Yichad. Midas Chesed is such a sphere, such an Inyan that calling Yoni is that Ein Sof should be able to be Mezgal and Mezbatel through the Inyan of Chesed. Right? It's called Kulei Bittel Telikus Lagamri that Elikus should be able to be Mezgal in this seer, like we spoke about this in the beginning of the Sichem, and again, Tzayin Shem and Shein and Mechakim. So Adarach said, what's the Inyan of Avram? His whole Inyan was a Merkavet to Midas Chesed. That's the Maila of Avram Avinu. We say, Lamashal, just time to explain this a drop better. We say Avram was a Merkava. What's a Merkava mean? A Merkava means that he has no Ratzon for himself, Lagamri. The whole Inyan is Narva Terechev et Velen. Right? You ask a Merkava, what are you going to do today? He has no, wherever Terechev is going to go, that's where he's going to go. That's what Chesed Atzilus is. Chesed Atzilus is, it's not the Pshat that he says, Lamashal, you say there's an Eved, right? An Eved also only does what the Adam tells him. But how did we say before that it's Avdu Befkeda Nechale? And Eved Etzem could have his own Ratzin. He decides to be Mevatel himself to do the Ratzin Adon. When I say Merkava, Merkava is not Mevatel himself. Merkava Chatzchila has no Inyan. That's a Chiluk if I say Bria or I say Asilis. Bria means that he has an Inyan. Right. He's Mevatel himself to Elikus. Atzilis has no Inyan. What does Chesed Atzilis mean? There's no such a thing called kindness in Elikus. It's all that Elikus should be able to mean his Gal and Komenei Yifan. Elikus has all the Shleimusin. So the Kus can bring himself out and come in the Eifanim, so he can bring himself out in the Eifan of Chesed also. And that was Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was a Merkava to Sefirah Chesed. Means his whole inyan was he had no. It's not the fact that he had a personality of Chesed that devoted himself totally to Elikus. The whole entity of Avraham Avinu was that in itself should be able to bring himself out to the inyan of Chesed also. Okay, not the slain of Baruchus, but that's the Hagdaras inyan. So that's the simon that was in Avraham Avinu. Aber. Yes, Aber Adam Sadach Chesed stayed there with Avi Vitainik Selikus and Avi Sashem Befilin the Hechsim Madrig. It's just Yesh Mishayev. The etzim inyan of Ave is not the that there's a yesh mishayev. There's a certain seer over here. How does that work together with the inyan of merkava that mefashtein? But that's the darkness of the inyan over here. That at the same time that it is a merkava called kulit elikus, not an eifin of tzim v'simin, but at the same time it came out through a certain mailah, and that was his mailah. That was his inyan. That was his geshmak. Abay this Yitzchok is bekava gvura. What's gvura pchinas yiro bittel? Meshakasu v'pachad Yitzchok hayali. Is thus the dugmas from the pchina and avedi from bayasheni, and in them b'shtei zayin shayches at varavayim b'shalayim varum shleim b'sayirav abitul zgevazim by Yitzchakim meri v'das zgevazim by Avram. Okay, that's understood. Now here comes the main nekuda. The avedi from Yankim b'chim b'chira obviously is pchinas kav emtsoi. What does kav emtsoi mean teferes? What does teferes is versus kelo be the kav? Say avedi Avram kav achesed va'ava, and say avedi Yitzchak which is kav agvur va'yira. And the Iber is Eir connected by his Gimel. What's the Milo based on Midrash HaShlish? Was them was in the Iskalos from Beit HaMilos. This is the Nekudah of the Sikha. The Chidu, the Mechutz of Lost Love is going to be that there's going to be Tachlus HaShlemus from Gila Likus. Nachmer is the Gvezim by his Ishin. The Tzim V'Teda. In other words, this Nekudah has a Likus of Verin, the Gazi Geshmak, from their Metzis, from their Mention. And the Rechmel also from the Gedra Elam, that the Gedra of the world Gufa should be. Our inyan of mechus lebrats and kibul leim is going to be lost and loving much more than it was in bayis rishon. And to zame din meet, but echad zayin the rebito b'tachas Hashem is the rabbayim mirushalayim. And that's the nekuda which we have to understand. But before we understand, let's just say the agdaras inyan, right? The ilfto of bayis shlishi is not a third element. The ilfto of bayis shlishi is that this whole adich that we learned in nusich and ten seifim, that there's a kav of mitzias and there's a kav of bitul. What's the Milo Bes HaMidrash HaShlishi? That you can have both Kavim together. You can have the Mizug and the Iskalus of these two in Yonah Metachlis HaShlemus. Now this is our Neis Adak, Pung Vodas Meint, let's try to explain our Kapanah B'Kitzer, Agam, this is in the Kudah Ikris of the Sikh over here, but what does that mean that there's a Chibur Gomer of the Inyan of Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni together? What does that mean practically? It wasn't meaning Avon, I want to mean practically.
To us?
I don't mean practically to us. I mean, what's the this is the whole Nekudah that the Rebbe is bringing out here. What's it mean the Mohusav Lassa Lavi? Let's start from the other side. What's the Chassadin in every one of the Inyanim that we spoke till now? Right? We spoke Tzion Barichis, we spoke Meluchim Barichis, right? And then we spoke Dvar Avayi Barichis, right? Yishlayim Memshal Barichis, right? And each one had its smile and each one had its chsarim. Again, that the shprach of the chsarim of Yerushalayim, we didn't see that he spoke so much, but from the Teichon Inyan, this is what's moving. The Teichon, the Nekudah is like this, right? There's one smile when we come to say that Ayid has to give himself over to serve the Eibishter. What's made this? So on one hand, we come to say that we have to take the emes of a likus, right? And when we're taking a likus, the way it's elu ve'elu divir alikim chayim, when we're taking a likus, the way we learned in the Ara, that it's already a likus which is mislavish in the erech abriya, he's not taking the purity and the absolute truth of the Eibishter Lagabri. He's taking a likus the way a likus came down already in Yanam of Tziyurim, right? So the amitz hashlemus and avitz hashem is that we have to take the emes of the Eibishter Havaya. We have to take Havaya Ime, we have to take the truth, the pshittus, shem miyuchud, shem mfudah, shem etzem, which is lamalam mizchakus. Right? Now, that automatically means that there's no mitzias klal o klal. Like we learned, that was the whole taken of the sikha, that's not an inyan that you could take in a chi of the ka'ifin. The only way you could take that is in an ifin of shlilus mitzias lagamri. Mimshallah. Right? You're mevatim, you mitzias bakel bakel. You have no tpnia, you have no tzir, like an evit pashat. Right? There's no sechla murgish in the inyan klal uklal. What's the chsar b'zeh? The chsar b'zeh is that then you're serving the Eibishter in one kav. You're what does it mean to be connected to Likus? Likus means a kav that shelul everything. It's shelul. It comes to say, how can you have the emes of a Likus? Not only mitzvah this inyan when there's not mitzvahs. So what's leaking them? When I come to say that a likus is in a certain kav, right? Automatically, that means it could be a menaged. Because the second I'm coming to say that you're shaylul something for keret, what am I saying? That the inyan that you're shaylul is what's against a likus. Ikilu neima, to say it in different aces, you're coming to say that the emes of a likus is standing on a certain condition. What's the condition that the emes of a likus is standing on? That there shouldn't be mitzias. But if there will be mitzias, then what's going to happen? So in other words, so the emes of a likus can be in all circumstances. So besides its etzim definition, if I'm coming to say that it has to be in a particular eifin, that alone indicates that it can be an inyan kavua v'nitzchi. What does nitzchi mean? Nitzchi means that it's in all times and all places. What's the Pashta Havana that it's in all time and all places? That it's Eiska Haltam Sad Ala Matzavim. When I come to say that you take an akus in a kav, what's the kav? The kav is shlila. So what am I automatically saying? That it could only be in the kav that is shalil everything. So it's only in a kav of shlila. It can't be in a kav chiyuvi. In yoni amitzis can be a kli to bring out the emes of the kus. Okay? So that's automatically, by its essence definition, that's not nitzchi. In Havana. And then it comes up a pile that's not nitzri. Okay? Let's see if our carrot, not. No. There has to be, you have to be able to serve the Ebeshah in a second kav. What's the second kav? The second kav is, seeing, for carrot, you take the Nivra and you get to the core of what he is. You find the Ratzin that he has to the Ebeshah. The Inyana Ya'ilam Gufa are an Eifin of Menucha V'Shalva. Like was Bimeshlem, the world alone shtik mita edokas, the Iranian Bidrachav, the wealth alone wants to seek to see Vishaftim in Agoyim, that the world alone should be a kli to be able to hear the emes of the Abishtar. The world in its core becomes a keli to the Abishtar. Don't be Shailu Tsiyurim, Tsiyurim can bring out a likus, Chesed can bring out a likus, Gvura can bring out a likus, the Gedir and Nivrayim can bring out a likus. Okay? So what do you bring out the emes of the likus? You bring out the emes of the likus that it doesn't have to stand in the Kaaba of Shlila. Fakat, you become the Geshmak of all the Nivrayim. But the Vayter is also standing in a certain kav. Then when are you coming to say? You're coming to say that when could the chiyuv of Velt bring out the Mitzias of Elikus? Only when it's a Dargum Mitzemes of Elikus. Only when it's a Zayim Shem Shem Mechakim. The Emes of the Ebeshter can't come out through the Inyan Eilu. So Vayter, you're coming to say that Elikus could only be Nizgala in a certain circumstance. You could only say, you're coming to say that the Emes of Elikus could only be Nizgala only when you're mitzamtzim, you're mevater kila on the emes of the Eibishter, only then could it be this inyan of Durch Nehmed and Mitzias Abriya. And that was by Yisrish. So it's vaitira vitur. If we speak in the Aces of our Sikha. So it's vaitira something which is not nitzchi. The ufta of Lost Love, you have to understand how this works. It's not a pashtarin. The uft of Lost Love is, what's the chiddush of Lost Love? That the emes of a likus, that's going to be the oimik and the pnimis of every nivra. That the pnimis, the chayis, what's a yid going to have chayis in? A yid's going to have chayis in, not in a nekuda where he can relate to telikus. It's going to be a inyan of avaya ime. And the avaya ime is, he's going to put himself aside legamri to the herod, the dvar avaya zu alocha, which is not the way it's mitzumtzim lefi the kav of his seichel klal uklal, and then them will have the tachas geshmak. And al derech zefer keret, that you'll have in yonim from velt. This the Rebbe Damasbir. I'm just telling you what it says here. You'll have in yonim from velt that will be megala and nekuda pratis and inyan pratin alikos the chveis. Mayim will be megala the inyan of chesed, and Eish will be megala the inyan of gvura, and that will be penetrated with tachas abitul. That's v'esek shen nishvud asmei. That's the zapam b'afreshtei. But that's the teichin. That's the teichin of the inyan. That's the uftu. That's going to be lost of it. That's the Rebbe's mazun sefid beis. Let's see. This is the main point. That's the mazun b'zayin. Okay, sefid beis. Api kolanav mefashtein the tav the nitches the kikvius of bismen desha shlishi hat hashayich is davka si yankivin davka yankiv karabayis. That's one thing we have to understand. And then that's the kasha that Rebbe asked in Siv Beis. Nazei Und ich bin so, dass sie negiert zu den Amim Rabbim, was wollen sagen, Lechuv und Eile, Elbeis Elkei Yankiv. Right? That we asked in the beginning of the Sikh, why is it negiert? When we speak about the impact on Goyim, why over there is negiert to say this Nekudah of Nitzchiv? So first, let's be masbir, what's the Toichon of the Nitzchiv of the Beis HaMikdash? Why is that connected to Yankiv Davka? Can you yedr midin gedusha is da midin lo maze? Was is minage to der midin gedusha? Ave Zara is the midin was ken minage zayin to Aves Hashem. Kegen Yiris Hashem ken zayin der Nigud, von Yira Yira Yikas, Blashen Chazal. Avram Yosef Menu Yishmol, that means Ave fun lo maze, right? Plishtim zinya of Mavi am a foolish, right? Litzanus, Ave Zara, and Yitzchak Yosef Menu Esav, which is the Yira fun lo maze, Gvuris. The fact is, Bavay, this Adam can zayin, as yedr from the midis, if ni atmei, son atomic in Kiyom. Wenn wir sagen, dass es in Titzav Pulis the gate of Abraham hat mir geil gewesen und Gott kann kiehen. Why? Let's see. Und da der ist es, ich bin bei Yisrish und bei Yisheni, als der von sie ist gewesen bei Iker in ein Pechino Madrege. Der Iber hat sie gekannt sein, als Schlitter von Umaze und sie seine Charu geworden. What's the reason? What was the problem? The problem was one problem, because they were only in ein Pechino Madrege. They were mugbo to one kav. And when you're mugbo to one kav, you're coming to say that you're shaylul, the other afshadiyasin, and the you're coming to say that you're circumstantial. What does it mean that it's kelo beida kav mechas gvura? Can the iber if im ni danke menagid? And the iber is danke yankiv givem tase shleim shlatsim enu psul. What does it mean that he's kelo chas gvura? The teichin ha'inyan is, so let Yishmal and Esav gain up against him. That the Avizara and the Gvura Zara team up against Yankiv. That's not the Teichen Inyan. The Teichen Inyan is that you don't serve the Eibishter and Kavim. Yankiv is not, it's not Avram is one, Yankiv is Yitzchok is two, and Yankiv is one or two together. Yankiv is a new Inyan. What's the Inyan of Yankiv? Yankiv is the Inyan that he doesn't serve the Eibishter and Akav. We line mit Dintam Eibishter and Akav. So one Kav gives the art that there should be a Kav Hafchi. Or a kav which is menagid. When the second you serve the Eibishter, what's the pshat teferes that he brings together all the colors? He brings together all the inyanim. Why is that? Because he's not in a kav. So we bound that it's an inyan which is not a kav. So therefore, there's no art for anything which is not the emes. In other words, in the teichin of our sikh, what does that mean? When azay ich is a benegiad and bayis hashlishi, we bound that an im bezayin bay the milas funsin u yishlaim that there did im bezayin a bayis kavua venitzchi. What does it mean in our in the teichin of our sikh? It's going to be shlilus hametzias and duchna mametzias betachlis. That's the teichin of our sikha that we spoke. So that's the ufta of the asat lavei. So it's going to be the emes of the kus, which gives no art for any inyan, shebuchutz menu klal, and that's going to take through the teichin of vilt. And that's the ufta of the asat lavei. And that's the ufta of the bayis hashlishi. Thus is eich der tamas ad gashat in pasik v'holch amim rabim v'am l'chu v'nai l'har Hashem el beis l'ki yankiv. Und ki, wie das ist mit der Tam, was kimitzi ist, ist selbst, weil er war im Rishaloyim. Now let's learn the Pasuk in Yishai again. What's going to be when Mashiach is going to come? We say, we're going to have an influence on the nations, and therefore, v'holchu amim rabim. V'am l'chu v'nai l'al har Hashem, al beis l'ki yanki v'reinim d'rach v'lecho b'rechei. So, kimitzi ist, ist selbst, weil er Hashem in Rishaloyim. Until now, the Pasuk, we were saying, that the Zireinim d'rachav comes from Tzin, v'lecho b'rechei comes from Yerushalayim. But if you take the whole teichon of the pasuk together, not, the fact is that the goyim are going to the hair loss of love, number one, that they're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be the Beis HaMikdash? Abayis nitzchiv v'kavua. Why? Because it's going to be the music of both kavim together. What's it have to do to the goyim coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Not, what does it mean that the goyim are going to come to the Beis HaMikdash? The goyim coming to the Beis HaMikdash means, what does that represent? That the emes fun alikus v'tchei design velt legamri. How is it that the emes of Alikus is going to be cheder and velt legamri? How is it and why is it? You know why? Because it's Beis Elikei Yankiv. Beis Elikei Avram is not cheder in the Amim Rabim. Beis Elikei Yitzchak is not cheder in the Amim Rabim. Why? What's it mean cheder in the Amim Rabim? That the whole velt, that there's no place kilu where there's no Alikus. That even the Amim Rabim they heard the Messias of the Eibishter. Even the Goyim they heard the Messias of Alikus. Why is that? By Avram, there is an art for Amim Nagin, by Yitzchak, there is an art for Amim Nagin. By Yankin, there's no art for Amim Nagin. Beis Elikei Yankin. Why is the Amim Ramim coming? El Beis Hashem, El Har Hashem? You know why? Because it's Beis Elikei Yankin. Because it's the Emes. What's the Pshat? It's the Emes. It's the Shlilus HaMetzias and Duchnem the Metzias Lagamri. It's Sin Lagamri and it's Yerushalayim Lagamri. It's Nit Lagamri and it's Yel Lagamri. It's Avedis Hashem in a way that there's not a Kav. It's not an akav of geshmak. It's not an akav of bittel. A bittel dikriyid. I can design bottle gamri. Why you mean shalach kemeis b'chol makim? So I'm rabim hatas nish. A yid can have the tachas of geshmak and serving the Eibishter. Durch Avraham Eivim, mit der ganze Trask, it's not chayid in the Amim Rabim. How can it be chayid in the Amim Rabim only when you have geshmak with bittel together? And thus is the time, as at Gosh, it's in Pasuk, v'hocho Amim Rabim, v'am l'chu v'nai l'har Hashem, v'beis l'ke Yanki, ki, thus is mitzad their time, v'as mitzvim tzit 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 Hashem Yishalayim. Chosh v'mizetz b'gashmiz, k'shem v'shem v'mizetz b'gashmiz, as peyo zayna fatzveitin, kem in demult, v'n yen ezet, as there was modest by him, meintes mitanemes. I'm not sure if we have to, but let's analyze this svara for a second. Why is it taka that a person gets influenced by someone that means with an emes? Someone that doesn't mean with an emes means that it means with a sheker. Now, if the other guy's lying by you to you, you're disgusted by it. It's not just the word, you're not influenced by it. What do you want? You want me to change my life, right? You want me to become different because of this idea you're introducing to me. If I see by you that there's an element in your life where this Indian applies, and there's an element in your life where this Indian doesn't apply, so the natural reaction is that just like by you, there's an element in your life where that doesn't apply, right? So maybe also there's an element in my life where this Indian doesn't apply. Not the famous story, you know, that Chani Meraz was looking for a Malamed for his kids. This was in Gemaz, Chagrof, and he was looking for a young Gemaz in Yerushalayim. So one of the Ingalai told him, I'm out of Yerushalayim, I can teach your children how to be Yerushalayim. So he said, "What's the chab in their phone that my kid could also teach somebody else how to be Yerushalayim?" There's an element in your life that is also theoretical. The kid will also take it that's theoretical, right? What's the part that it's emes by him? What's as emdurchenum legamri? In other words, that there's no place that it could be different. So just like when you come to influence somebody else, it's only when the one which is money gets is with an emes. As ezech bin yaneinu b'chtei as edens on peil zayin in velt. In other words, to be able to influence the other is nit genug as by Eden is done that ain't kav the b'china von tzien that is its whole geschmack or the nor the b'china von Yerushalayim that is bottle betachlis, that's not going to be pale in welt. And these are both amazing things. Not that avzayim b'yim beide kavim zusammen. What does it mean beide kavim zusammen? In the b'china tzien v'teira. In other words, this is a darkest inyan to the hair that even when he stays in his tzir. And even when he's using the inyan of chesed, and even when he's using the inyan of gevura, there was a chonel in Yerushalayim with Hashem. Was in avedus ha'adam meant us as in the mavedim tich ave v'seichov einik, there was a chonel in shleimus habitul. And as eich liidach in pchinas Yerushalayim with Hashem, there was zain eich seichov v'tainik v'chayus. The second thing is easier to understand. As in pchinas Yerushalayim with Hashem, there was zain eich seichov v'tainik v'chayus. I don't know if it's easier to understand, but it's an English that Rebbe explains a lot, right? That Yid has a geshmak in Kabbalah Seil, Yid has a geshmak in Chukim, right? That Yid has a geshmak in those inyanim. The first inyan is a different inyan. The first inyan is that he uses Seichel, what does it mean? Let's see what it says again. Was in Avedis Adam Meitis, as in der Avedim Tech Ava Vesechel Ve'enig, so what's the Techen Aveda? The Techen Aveda is Ava Vesechel Ve'enig. The Techen Aveda is when he's working in Seir. Not when he's working in Shlilus HaTzir. When he's working in Seir, Dav Zich Aner in Shlemus HaBitl. That's the mizug that has to be both in Yonim together. Because L'chud, the part that he's bringing out over here in the Ara is that there has to be the mizug when you come to say that Chukim has to be with a Geshmak. It's right there a Kav. It's the Kav of Chukim. Ner Chukim adurchtunum in the Mensh L'gamri. That's not the part of the Sikh over here. The part is not that there has to be one Kav as adurchtunum. The part is that there has to be a mizug. There's no place when there's not the other one. So there is beferish a kav and aveda which is called tzion. There's a kav and aveda we come to say that he for blight the mitzias. He's chesed, he's gvura, and over there that mehed and tachas habitol. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what it says. Mashas, look what it says over here in this ketah. Mashas asidodi iskalos from beidi inyanim tzion v'rishalayim. Demud is a sa'inyan from emes midasul sheyankiv. What does that mean? Look what it says here. Thus is engantam mitzias. Ubimela is in them to talk in Hafsik Vishinuyim. So in Hafsik Vishinuyim. The mile of having both Kavim together does Zangatsa Matthias. In other words, Kilinamer, Tsiyin is also in Zangatsa Matthias. What's the problem with Zangatsa Matthias? L'chur of the word is he's taking a Likus L'chatchilufi together. He's not taking the Emes of a Likus. Nafka, when you have your Shalayim and Tsiyin together, there's no element within him which is not penetrated with the ultimate truth. Und der Imer ist das der Tam of a Hoch Am Ram of Amel Khuv Nail al Harashem a Bisl Kayan Gvirim Drach Mekh Bekhisov, weil das ist mir eine der Am Salim da Teil in den Jahren von seinem Mitzes bin in Nach und ich stehe muss sehr kein von Mekh Bekhisov. Nach kun you have this afen not the, of the Khiber both in Yanam together not the that's the way you can be Poylon built.